Friends, in the gospel today, we hear very strong words from our Lord. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Incredibly strong words from the Lord. You know, there was a saint in the 16th century, St. John of the Cross. St. John of the Cross is a master of the spiritual life. He was a Carmelite father. He's a doctor of the church. He was great friends with St. Teresa of Avila. St. John of the Cross attempts to explain here what Jesus is saying. And this is what he says. This is John of the Cross. The doctrine that the Son of God came to teach was contempt for all things in order to receive as a reward the Spirit of God in himself. For as long as the soul does not reject all things, it has no capacity to receive the Spirit of God in pure transformation. So what the Lord is getting at and what St. John of the Cross explains, what they're both explaining to us is the meaning of detachment. Detachment. That spiritual growth is impossible without detachment. Detachment from possessions, detachment from our sins, detachment even from family. So anything that is an obstacle to God in my life needs to be addressed. That's what our Lord, he needs to be one. He needs to be priority. But anything that stands in the way as an obstacle, anything that stands between God and me in this relationship, it needs to be addressed. If it's a sin, it needs to be removed from our life. And this is what we do in the sacrament of confession, where we receive our Lord's loving mercy. If it's a family member, we should put God before them and not that person before God. If it's a material thing, we should fast from it. We should go without. There's a very simple principle in the spiritual life. Now, when I say simple, that doesn't mean easy. This is hard as nails, okay? But it's very simple in its logic, and that is this. That is, the soul cannot become attached to God as long as it is attached to some created thing. Very simple, but hard. The soul cannot become attached to God as long as it's attached to some created thing. Before she died, Mother Teresa, you know, Mother Teresa, we celebrated her feast day on Thursday. Mother Teresa, she wrote a letter to a priest on the day of his ordination. She died in 97, so this is in the early 90s. Mother Teresa wrote to this priest on the day of his ordination, and she said to him, today you will be ordained a priest. In order to be filled up with Jesus, she says, you must be empty. Empty of all attachments to the things of this world. And the same is true for each one of us. In order to be filled up with Jesus, to be filled with his life of grace, to be filled with his presence in our souls, we must have room for him to fill us. Empty of all attachments to the things of this world. Empty of our sins, of our will, of our anxieties and worries, right? We must be empty in order to be filled with our Lord. And this is the very simple thing that our Lord wants to communicate to us today. That he doesn't want just part of our lives. He wants us all. He wants us all. He wants us to be all in and say, Lord, I am yours and you are mine. May it be so. Amen.